Oh my goodness. Oh.
Good morning, Snooky.
That's so disturbing.
Is that what your wife calls you?
No. Snookums? No.
Nothing like that.
It's Honey Bunny or Smoochy Coochie.
Oh, I love Honey Bunny.
But after yesterday's news, we're thinking Musakusa could be a new one.
That was sweet.
All right.
I
good morning. 6:05 on the morning news. And by the way, your news is brought to you by Garmin. They don't want you to ever get lost. Save time on the clock. Get a Garmin Nuvi GPS. All right. For somebody who never gets lost, here's Kim Birchfield. She's got today's news.
Good morning. It's an effort to streamline state government. State Representative Jason Conger says there's a lot of support for a bill that would set employee to supervisor ratios at 11 workers to one manager, and millions of dollars could be saved. 1110 KBND's Lori Raw reports.
On average, there are 5.7 workers in Oregon for every one manager. House Bill 2020 would eliminate some of that middle management by mandating an overall ratio of 11 to 1.
We're looking at that as being a benchmark that we could, you know, kind of a goal that we could try for. And the supposed savings are in the, north of $50 million.
And in this budget climate, Republican Representative Jason Conger of Bend says $50 million in savings is definitely worth pursuing. The report breaks down agencies. Conger says a few examples of ratios that on their surface don't look good are Fish and Wildlife with a ratio of 3.7 to 1, and the Land Use Board of Appeals ratio was 0.7 to 1. In other words, more managers than employees. I'm Lori Robb reporting 1110 KBND Radio News.
Redmond schools will be starting early release Wednesdays next year. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer talked with the head of the school board.
The Redmond School Board approved letting students out an hour earlier on Wednesdays so teachers can get together for professional development. The district has been discussing this for a couple of years, but School Board President Jim Erickson says people are now on board.
The concern about what am I going to do with my kids, the buses will run early, yes, but at the same time there will be plenty of enrichment activities and or focused interventions available for students. So all we've heard is positives, really.
Because Redmond schools went to a four-day-a-week schedule a couple years ago, there are now more activities in place for parents to put their children in during early release. Kelly Blyer, 1110, KBND, Radio News.
Last year, there were 2,000 reports of abuse in Central Oregon. The Kids Center in Bend is a child abuse intervention center. Elaine Knobs with the Kids Center says last year, 600 children needed help.
I like to use that number as, you know, actually getting local people to think about 600 kids who live here in Central Oregon walk through our doors. You know, and not, it's not this huge abstract thing of people think, oh, it only happens in big cities or not in our safe community, which is an amazing community, but abuse happens everywhere.
Yesterday, the Kids Center kicked off its Blue Ribbon campaign during April to draw attention to child abuse by holding an opening ceremony across from the Bend Library, which started at 4 p.m. And a Bend businessman who specializes in solar energy for consumers says it's no longer a fringe movement. It's very widespread, especially in sunny Central Oregon. Some say solar power is expensive and still not very efficient. Mike Hewitt, owner of E2 Solar in Bend, says the efficiency of solar power really isn't the main issue.
We don't look at solar as the only energy source out there. We're moving up on a time where we've got to diversify our energy in the United States. We're seeing that the crisis in Japan is just one of those examples.
And Hewitt also says each person's break even point is different depending on the tax breaks, how much sun we get, and how much power costs increase. An Oregon-based conservative think tank, the Cascade Policy Institute, believes that mandates from the state forcing power companies to use renewable energy will raise rates here in Oregon. And by the middle of summer, the old church building, formerly known as Ernesto's Restaurant, will reopen as a new branch of the Brew Shop. Co-owner Tom Gillis says they're very excited about expanding their business and adding a new look.
That was one of the things we loved about the building is the bar in the basement was already pretty much ready to go. We have a few changes with the carpet. It has a real English pub feel to it already with the wood panel walls and kind of a low ceiling and a little bit on the dark side. So we're going to kind of shoot for that English pub type of feel.
Gillis says they'll offer some traditional pub food and have some typical English pub-type